This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The stage is all set for the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies tomorrow. In this phase, 8 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 4 seats in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats in West Bengal and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. Prominent leaders in the fray for this phase from the BJP are Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar, Sambit Patra, Bansuri Swaraj and Manoj Tiwari. From the Congress, Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Shailja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. From Samajwadi Party, Dharmendra Yadav and PDP Chief Mehbooba Mufti. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting in these areas. Basic facilities will be in place to ensure that every voter, including the elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State Chief Electoral Officers, District Election Officers and State Machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi accused the Congress party of speaking the language of Pakistan. Addressing an election rally in Dinanagar of Gurdaspur district of Punjab today, he said the INDIA bloc is a big threat to the security of the country because the agenda of the Congress party is to reimpose Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir and encourage terrorism there. The Prime Minister is addressing another rally at Gurdaspur in the state. Earlier, the Prime Minister addressed a rally in Ahan under the Shimla parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot campaigned for the party candidate in the Sri Anandpur Sahib constituency of Punjab today. Addressing an election rally at Noorpur Vedi, he criticized the central government, stating that the BJP at the centre has weakened the constitutional institutions and has made the common man poorer by enriching industrialists. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati held a rally in Nawashahar town. BJP President J.P. Nadda is holding public meetings in Kushinagar, Bali and Sonbhadra districts of Uttar Pradesh. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Ara Parliamentary Constituency in Bihar and Jamtara in Jharkhand. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from the RJD Congress and left parties are also holding rallies in support of their candidates. Procurement of wheat during the Rabi marketing season 2024-25 is going on smoothly in the major procuring states across the country. Over 262 lakh metric tons LMT of wheat has already been procured so far this year in the central pool, surpassing last year's total procurement of 262.02 LMT. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said a total of 22.31 lakh farmers have been benefited during the Rabi marketing season, with total MSP outflow to the tune of 59,715 crore rupees. Major contribution in the procurement came from 5 procuring states, Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. Rice procurement is also progressing smoothly. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said India is changing very fast. In the next 10 years, it will be a $10 trillion economy. He said it will be a major achievement for India and it will become the third largest economy in the world. He added that India will also have the world's largest workforce. The NSA was addressing the function organized on the 21st Investiture Ceremony of Border Security Force and Rustamji Memorial Lecture at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Doordarshan Kisan, DD Kisan, is going to become the first government TV channel of the country to launch 2 AI anchors, AI Krish and AI Bhumi. Agriculture Ministry said DD Kisan is coming with a new look and a new style amongst the farmers of India on Sunday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.